Welcome back to That's Cricket. This is your Ashes post-game show. It is day two of the second test, and this episode is brought to you by Runmaker. Liam, give us your first thoughts on today's action.
We've got some test cricket. Maybe. It was a good day for Australia.
It was a good day. Good day for Australia. England still had a chance to put a couple of runs on the board at the start of play. They got a couple runs on the board before they got cleaned up. Nice catch by Lavishane to take a draw for Archer. And then Australia go into bat. Off to a pretty good start. Off to a pretty good start until Travis Head got himself out. And then Jack Weatherald, the new face in the Australian team, put on some runs today. Let's talk about how you thought Jack, his session today, how he went.
Yeah, well, touching on Manus's catch, that kind of set the standard. That was a ridiculous catch.
Yeah.
Especially so early on, as he went to one hand, and then with the confidence Australia would have got from that, innings is done, the boys came out. The commentators were talking about Jake. He was so low when he was batting. It looked like he changed a little bit. He was like crouched a little bit lower. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I did see him do that. I didn't think it. I'll have to look and see if it was lower than usual. I mean, we didn't see much of him the first time he went to bat.
That's true.
Second time to bat, you know, he wasn't there after that long. And it's been new watching him. So, yeah, I'll take a look and see if there was something majorly different. But, yeah, he was in that stance. He did seem very good. He played nice attacking strokes. He didn't seem like he was flustered at all at any point. The ball that he got out to was just an absolute jaffer. He had bowled a ball similar over before. And then just, I mean, you get an in-swinging Yorker on your toe. There's not much you can really do about it. It does seem like he does put his foot across the stumps a little too much when you're coming around the wicket. So that might be something that they noticed and they were trying to target. And now he's out twice LB to Jofra. So
I like him and Travis. They've played together quite a lot in South Australia. It's quite a nice partnership. I think Travis makes Jace feel comfortable. And that's what he looked like this innings. He played some of his natural shots, and 72 on the second test is not bad effort.
Yeah, so you did very well. Unlucky to not get himself all the way to the ton. And that's kind of the thing for the Australians today. Everyone got to start. A lot of couple 50s. No one able to go on with it just quite yet. Next on the list, Manus Lavishane, 65 off 78. Played really well. Similar dig, I think you could say, to the first the second innings in the first test. Batted very well and then just kind of got himself out cheaply. Kind of just got himself out. No reason. Nothing was happening.
Yeah, that was a good partnership, Manus and Steve Smith. They do what they do, but that was such a good pocket of play to actually soak up the pressure. But they were still scoring pretty quick. Like, there's no one who was walking it around. Everyone in the Australian batting line was scoring at 5/0.
Yeah, they were moving the ball around, and his partnership was great with Weatherald and also with Smith. They were doing quite well. But they had to go. Unfortunately, didn't get to the 100. Then Steve Smith comes in. He also got a 50. He batted very well. Good innings. And they kind of all batted the same. They always kind of played their shots. Striking the boundaries often. Occasional big hit, but hitting the bad ball. Just kind of knocked it around. And really, Australia were cruising. Once Cam Green came in, they were just kind of, you know, moving along quite well. Then Cam Green just throws his wicket away. Backing away from the stumps. Not sure why he would want to be backing away from the stumps like that, exposing the stumps. There was no reason to really push on. I would go expansive. But backs away from his stumps. And Cast just goes straight in there, clean bowls him, puts it right on the money. And then like a little bit of a like a mini collapse and a little crazy piece of action. England kind of take a swing there for a minute. Ducker drops a catch after that. Carey gets dropped. They change ends. And then Smith gets himself out. What a catch.
Yeah. Unbelievable catch, Will Jacks. I'm looking at the Aussie batters. They'd be disappointed that they didn't go on to get hundreds. But at least Australian batting line with the scoring runs. They've got time in the middle. It's a team score of 378. But people spend time in the middle, scored boundaries, looked good, looked okay. But yeah, giving you wicket away, that was a strange shot from Cameron Green.
It was a strange shot. And just like you said, everyone did get some runs and everyone kind of got a start. A lot better than England, four ducks. Four ducks in the England lineup.
What the four ducks?
You'd probably rather have you see everyone score some runs and contribute to the score rather than having four of your batsmen just go back with nothing, goose eggs. So positive signs for Australian batting. It's good to see them actually putting on some runs. Like right now, they're sitting at 378.
Yep.
You know, Border Gavaskar Trophy last year, they were struggling to sometimes put the scores together over 350. So this is nice that they're kind of batting all the way down. And the argument has been Nisa over Lyon, this whole debate about what they're going to do there. Potentially batting deep may come off as the trick for them. Batting deep, instead of using the spinner to maybe take a few wickets, batting deep could be the answer for Australia here.
Yeah, I still think it was silly move not playing Gary. Such a quality bowler. And they were screaming out from yesterday in pockets of play. But on the flip side, obviously, Michael Nesta can bat, and if he goes on and gets some 50, 60, that could be the change in Australia winning the test.
Yes. So I do want to get more into the spin, but before then, we're going to talk about Runmaker VR. Very thankful for Runmaker VR sponsoring the video. Runmaker VR is your very own indoor net facility from the comfort of your own home. With Runmaker, you can train whenever you want with lifelike pace. Refine your technique with real-time feedback and take on sessions inspired by legends out there in the middle. This Ashes, don't just be a spectator, own the moment. You can get real-time feedback and record your sessions that you can send to a coach to keep your journey going out there in the middle. Download Runmaker and save this Ashes with code RUNMAKERSUB-E6EFEA to get 50% off your first 6-month subscription when you sign up before January 31st. So, Lyon, he was absolutely livid that he wasn't picked in the side. He was clearly visibly upset. And at this point, England brought in Jacks, haven't used bowling, haven't used the spinner that they picked. And the English bowlers kind of look really tired and run down. It would have made sense that if you're going to pick Jacks, that you bowl him to give someone a break.
Yeah, you would think so, right? It's also a different variation. It's a different look.
Yeah.
Like, what if it starts ragging? It might not, but what if it does?
I think
Australia missed a play with not playing Gary. And that could have been obviously massive in terms of context of the game. Yes, why are you not bowling Will Jacks? Why are you not giving him a couple of balls?
Yeah, and I think from how it's looked now, He bowled one over. He did bowl an over, and he actually looked good. I mean, he does bowl quite different. He has a weird action, like really leans across and everything. But if you consider the Australian batting lineup and you consider what they've done with this whole Lyon situation, the thing that we noticed is that the bowlers look the same. Between Boland, Nisa, and Doggett, they all kind of did the same job. And then Stark was out here just crushing it. In that case... and then you flip to the batting side. Nisa's going to be your extra batter, which makes the tail so long, or the batting lineup so long. It's not even the tail, really.
Yeah.
Knowing that now, you would most likely take out Doggett to bring Lyon in for the spinner, have the batting lineup still be long, have Gary as an extra, you know, kind of batter there, and then remove Doggett, because now Doggett becomes invaluable because you're taking Nisa's batting is the higher priority here, which something they could potentially look forward to in the future. Unfortunate for Doggett, but when Nisa and Doggett are basically the same bowler, and Nisa gets more with the bat, then maybe that's kind of how they play it out moving forward.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because Pat Cummins will come back in.
And then you have Pat Cummins come back in, right. So it is quite a dilemma. And I would like to see how the ball plays with the spin. There are a lot of cracks appearing in this pitch. A lot of balls today popped off both yesterday and today. A really good one from Weatherald, just raised up quick, got him on the glove. Luckily, he didn't carry. But you can visibly see the difference between this pitch and something like Adelaide's drop-in pitches. This pitch is a is a that's part of the ground. Now that pitch is always there, and there is plenty of there was plenty of grass on it to really like keep those cracks at bay. But you can see the cracks visibly through the pitch. So I'm excited to see. We hope we get some nicer days. It's going to be a 30 degree day tomorrow. Those cracks really open up, and hopefully we can get used to the spinners as well as seeing some big movement side to side from the seamers.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hopefully them cracks open and makes for some interesting play.
Yes.
I think England and Australia won't be happy with the way the ball. I see the ball in pockets and not too many great partnerships, but both sides struggled, I think, as a same unit, apart from Saki.
Yeah, no, definitely I wouldn't say they were happy with their bowling. I think just from a play perspective, I'm happy with runs being scored and play being there. And yeah, they obviously a lot smarter. Like if you think about the wickets that took place, like Jofra Archer's wicket to Weatherald was a not a test ball match ball delivery. It was an in-swinging Yorker. Like that's a sand shoe crusher. It's not like the ball, the classic, like, you know, get him jagging away, fishing at one, which is your classic test wicket caught in the slips, right? So maybe that's the kind of things using those one day style tactics. You can maybe talk a little bit about how maybe you inside test cricket, you can use those one day and T20 bowling strategies to kind of manufacture some wickets.
Yeah. I mean, also Jofra got the first test off Weatherall with that ball swinging back early. I think that's the first time Jofra got the ball swinging back in first LB wicket against a left-hander. But you have to use them certain tactics. Maybe the England guy seeing that Weatherall struggled with the Yorker from his back slice, the way he moves across the stumps, and you take that chance. Obviously, the bowlers are so in tune with their one-day skills because they play so much cricket. So you think they can execute at will.
Yeah. Yeah, and I even think that the Josh Inglis wicket from Stokes was a cutter. Yeah. He rolled the fingers over that one. So, some of those varieties get the wickets. And then probably the last thing here, catches win matches. Catches win matches. England dropped 5 catches today. 5.
That is criminal.
They're pretty much all sitters. Pretty much all sitters. You go back to the start. Travis said, Jamie Smith, simple take for the keeper. Just, I don't know if it just got big on him. He almost could have just gone one-handed at it maybe. I don't know, but just from the back replay, it hit through the webbing. Like, he just really was slow on it and kind of pushed with both hands. Wasn't able to pop it up to the slips. And then Duckett drops Smith. And then Duckett drops Inglis. Luckily, Inglis got done a couple of balls later. And then Cass gets one smashed to him. Who hit that one? Might have been Nisa smashed it to him, I think.
Busted
his hand. And then I think there was one more. I think I'm missing one more drop catch. But
you're missing the Joe Root catch. That was a hard slip catch.
The Joe Root hard slip catch. Yes. And then, there you go. 5 drop catches win matches. I'm always big on the catches win matches. So looking into tomorrow, how do we think this is going to go? How far do you think Australia can push ahead realistically? And can England get back in the lead? And where do you think this is going to go?
Australia 460, I think.
You say 460?
Yeah, 460.
Okay, wow.
England might come out a little bit tired tomorrow. Obviously, Carey, Nisa, still very good batsman. I think they'll put a nice partnership. Staff will come out, smack a few. Why not? I mean, he's doing everything else well. Who knows, he'll smack a quick 50.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah, and then that spark still to come. Wow, yes, yeah.
And then I'm thinking England might get 320 again, and then Australia have got a little chase at the 4th, 5th day, but the cracks are going to open, so it's going to make them some interesting play.
Cracks are going to open. Australia going to win? That's your prediction? They'll get it in the end, around about day 4 at some point?
I think Stokes is going to come to the party with a bat and do something special.
Stokes is going to do something special. Stay tuned to this space, team. Liam says that right here. Team, thank you so much.
you don't remember when he scored that massive, did he get a big 100 at the Wacker when the cracks were just like. So that's
when they had the phones through the pitch? Yes. Yeah. I might have to clip something of that. Maybe there's another 2019 innings in the works for Stokes. England are hoping for that. They're hoping for Joe Root maybe to score another century. Team, that's cricket. That is your Ashes wrap. That's cricket.
That is cricket.